Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Well-Lived Life presents the distilled wisdom of Gladys McGarry, a physician who reached 103 years while staying engaged, curious, and purposeful. Rather than framing longevity as a narrow checklist of diet rules or a promise of perfect health, the book treats aging as a creative, ongoing process shaped by meaning, relationships, and choices made under real-life constraints. McGarry draws on decades in medicine and community health, along with her personal story, to argue that vitality is less about avoiding every risk and more about learning how to move through change with intention. Her approach blends practical guidance with a clear philosophy of living. Listen to what gives energy, align daily habits with values, and keep growing even when life is hard. The result is a warm, grounded roadmap for readers who want more than life extension, aiming instead for a life that feels deeply lived at any age. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, health is wholeness, not a perfect score. A central theme is that health is bigger than lab results, weight targets, or the absence of diagnosis. McGarry frames well-being as a whole person state that includes emotional steadiness, social connection, and a sense of direction. This perspective helps readers avoid the trap of treating the body like a machine that must be optimized at all times. Instead, the book encourages noticing what drains life force and what restores it, then adjusting routines accordingly. In practice, that means building a personal baseline, sleep that actually refreshes you, food choices that support energy rather than rigid ideals, movement that keeps you capable, and mental habits that reduce chronic stress. Just as importantly, it normalizes imperfection and setbacks. Aging brings constraints, losses, and changing abilities, and the book suggests that a well-lived life is measured by adaptability and self-compassion. By widening the definition of health, readers can focus on sustainable behaviors and on creating conditions where healing and resilience are more likely. The payoff is a more realistic, humane approach that can reduce shame and increase consistency, which often matters more than extreme interventions. Secondly, purpose and aliveness as daily medicine. The book emphasizes purpose as a practical driver of health, not a vague, inspirational slogan. McGarry points readers toward the idea of aliveness, the felt sense that you are doing what is yours to do, even in small ways. Purpose is presented as flexible across the lifespan. It can be raising a family, serving a community, creating art, mentoring, building a business, tending a garden, or simply showing up with care for others. The key is that meaning generates energy and can motivate better choices about sleep, movement, and boundaries. McGarry also challenges the assumption that purpose ends with retirement or physical limitations. She encourages continuing to contribute in ways that match current capacity, which may mean simplifying goals rather than abandoning them. Readers are guided to look at the patterns of their lives, when they feel most engaged, what activities make time pass quickly, and which relationships amplify their best qualities. From there, the aim is to craft a lifestyle that includes regular contact with those sources of meaning. This topic links happiness to action, suggesting that life satisfaction is often built through repeated, ordinary commitments. Thirdly, relationships, community, and the courage to ask for help, McGarry treats connection as a cornerstone of longevity and contentment, highlighting how isolation can quietly erode both mental and physical health. The book underscores that supportive relationships are not accidental. They are maintained through attention, honesty, and the willingness to repair conflicts. It also argues that independence is often overvalued, especially in cultures that equate asking for help with weakness. Instead, McGarry frames interdependence as a mature strength. People thrive when they can give and receive care. Readers are encouraged to cultivate a circle that includes family, friends, neighbors, and community groups, as well as professional support when needed. This topic also addresses the importance of boundaries. Connection does not mean tolerating harmful dynamics or constant overgiving. The book promotes discernment, investing in relationships that are reciprocal and life-giving, and stepping back from patterns that create chronic stress. In the context of aging, this becomes even more vital, as changing health and mobility can make practical support essential. Overall, the message is that happiness is not solely an internal achievement. It is built through belonging, contribution, and the everyday practice of staying connected. Fourthly, resilience through change, grief, and reinvention. A well-lived life includes difficulty, and McGarry does not treat hardship as a personal failure. This topic focuses on resilience, the ability to continue living meaningfully when circumstances shift. The book invites readers to expect seasons of loss, disappointment, and uncertainty, then develop skills for moving through them. One emphasis is emotional honesty, acknowledging grief and pain rather than rushing into forced positivity. Another is reinvention, the capacity to adjust identity and plans when the old ones no longer fit. That might mean changing careers, redefining family roles, adapting to illness, or letting go of a long-held assumption about how life was supposed to unfold. McGarry also highlights the importance of perspective. While readers cannot control everything that happens, they can often choose their next step, their attitude toward learning, and how they treat others. This approach helps protect against despair and stagnation. The book suggests that resilience is built by small actions taken consistently, showing up, seeking support, staying curious, and continuing to engage with life. For readers, this topic offers a practical hope, not the promise of an easy life, but confidence that meaningful living remains possible through change. Lastly, daily habits that support energy, not perfectionism. While the book is strongly philosophical, it also points toward everyday behaviors that keep people functional and energized across decades. The emphasis is on consistency and simplicity rather than extreme regimens. Readers are encouraged to make choices that are repeatable under stress, movement that maintains mobility and strength, eating patterns that stabilize energy, and rest practices that reduce burnout. The book also connects physical habits to mental ones, such as limiting chronic worry, choosing gratitude without denial, and finding moments of quiet to reset the nervous system. Another recurring idea is listening to the body. Instead of treating symptoms as enemies to suppress, McGarry encourages viewing them as signals that invite adjustment, medical attention, or lifestyle change. Importantly, this topic resists moralizing. Health choices are framed as tools for living your life, not as a measure of virtue. That attitude can make habit change more achievable because it reduces all-or-nothing thinking. Readers can experiment, learn what works, and course-correct without self-judgment. Over time, these small decisions compound into better mood, more stamina, and greater capacity to participate in meaningful work and relationships, which the book treats as the true goal of health. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want guidance on aging well without the pressure of chasing flawless wellness. It will especially resonate with people navigating midlife transitions, retirement questions, caregiving roles, or the subtle fear that time is passing too quickly. It is also valuable for anyone who feels stuck in self-improvement cycles that produce more guilt than growth. The benefit to a reader's life is its reframing of health and happiness as practices grounded in purpose, connection, and resilience. Instead of offering a single miracle protocol, it encourages you to identify what makes you feel alive and then build days that reflect those priorities. That shift can improve mental health, reduce stress, and make healthy routines more sustainable because they serve a larger meaning. Compared with similar longevity and happiness books, The Well-Lived Life stands out for its long-view credibility and humane tone. It blends a doctor's perspective with a life story that acknowledges loss and change, making the guidance feel realistic rather than idealized. If you want a thoughtful, motivating blueprint for living with energy and meaning at every age, this is worth buying. If you would like to support Gladys McGarry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.